Yeah, if I remember correctly, the last time we were talking to you, you were on an HT, I believe, inside. So you stepped up quite a bit. You got a lot more range. And, yeah, Sean, it was a gift from my wife for Christmas. And I didn't need it, but they did a lot of things right on it. So I'm like, yeah, it's worth the upgrade. Because I've got the ARC, but the ARC is kind of... It's really good, but kind of gimmicky. Like, the tool quality is not as good as, like, the regular Leathermans. Still a fan, but it just doesn't feel as well-built as, like, these other ones. And I did the same thing. For one, the Rat, I don't disagree. Those things are, like, what, $35 is it 8CR that they use? I can't remember. Or the D2. The D2 is a little bit more. But, yeah, you can beat the hell out of those things, and they're basically throwaways. If you lose them, it's not that big of a deal. Except for the one you got. And, yeah, my skills came from Australia. I ordered carbon fiber ones on January 17th. They showed up yesterday. So I don't know why no one in the U.S. makes that crap. Yeah, I don't know. I just happened to stumble across mine on Etsy or something. And, as a matter of fact, it was the first and only purchase I've ever made from that venue. And I was kind of like, how do you do this, you know? But the guy makes a whole bunch of scales for several different knives, but he had a lot of them for the rats. And yeah, I don't know. I'll have to check that out. I do like that new skeleton one that I got. Although honestly, I haven't been carrying it. You know, I still just find myself going to like I've got a Rat 2 that I like a lot for carry. Like you said, you know, you lose it, you just kind of go, well, bummer, but new one will be here tomorrow. And it just does everything right. Now, it's the little one. I think it's got a 2 3/4 inch blade or something like that. And then, then I got the couple of the Rat 1s, which I don't generally carry those EDC for when I'm working. But I've been known to throw one of those in the pocket. But the whole lineup is like, you know, if you lose it, it's like, eh. You know, sometimes I'll carry one of my really good ones, but, you know, I'm nervous the whole day because, you know, it's like, you lose a $300 knife, you know, it's like, you're kind of bummed. Anyhow, Brad, yeah, your audio sounds pretty good now. It sounds like the echo's gone and, you know, it's... You know, now I know I complained it was a little too much. You could probably afford a little more, but you're in there. It really is nitpicking at this point. It's working for you. It's a good radio, 991. I think you said A. Either way, it's a minor difference between the two. I thought really hard about getting one, but the window of opportunity just didn't line up with finances. And you know, now I think there are other directions I would go. And a significant increase in price, though. So, you know, it's still a pretty good value for the money.